USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Johnson & Johnson announced Tuesday that a second dose of their COVID vaccine has been shown to offer stronger protection against the virus. In a press release, the company said that the extra dose brings the efficacy of their shot to levels seen in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Their one-dose version had been showing a lower efficacy than those two. The new data from the company comes as the FDA has been reviewing data from Pfizer, as that company seeks approval to administer a third dose as a booster shot. The company's data shows that 2 months after the initial shot would be ideal for the booster. Nearly 15 million Americans have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine so far. And the FBI has confirmed that the body found near Grand Teton National Park over the weekend is that of missing 22-year-old YouTuber Gabby Petito. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said Tuesday that the initial determination is that her death was a homicide. Police are currently searching for her boyfriend, Brian Laundry, who was named a person of interest in the case last week, but disappeared himself. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Congressional Democrats announced a measure Monday that would fund the federal government through December while suspending the country's debt ceiling until 2022. That's something Senate Republicans say they will not support. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell tells reporters that his caucus would support a continuing resolution that includes certain funding, but that they wouldn't be a part of a decision on the debt ceiling.
We're prepared to support a continuing resolution with assistance for Louisiana, with additional funds to replenish Iron Dome. What we're not prepared to do is to relieve the Democratic President, Democratic House, Democratic Senate from their governing obligation to address the debt ceiling.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With the continued surge of migrants on the southern border, Lance Pride tells us how critics of the Biden administration's policy are reacting to the Homeland Secretary's recent visit to Texas.
As the self-induced border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens with 13,000 to 14,000 Haitians infiltrating the southern border, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from Del Rio, Texas, on Monday.
We have reiterated that our borders are not open and people should not make the dangerous journey. If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's lives.
Former ICE Director Tom Holman on Fox News says the Biden administration has lost control of the border.
They've lost operational control. When there's 350,000 gotaways, there's no operational control. When you surge resources at the RGV and the Del Rio, that leaves 224 miles of border unguarded. I've seen the assignment sheets.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the roof of the Superdome in New Orleans caught fire Tuesday as crews were preparing a section to be repainted. The New Orleans Fire Department said the blaze was quickly contained and no injuries were reported. The fire may further delay the Saints' return to the building for their first home game of the season. The damage from Hurricane Ida caused their season opener to be moved to Jacksonville, Florida. They were scheduled to play their first game of the year at the Dome on October 3rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.